I'm about as gangster as Nintendo characters. Carrie and Darren just firing marinara and daring to take it there. But to be fair, I'm a gamer about as awkward as Kramer. And you savor every ounce of the flavor I've learned to bring. Now sing along, like you know exactly what I'm rapping on. I'm tapping on what's lacking on this track. I'm also slap a bonnet on it and call it a brand newborn. Child of the corn, handing your norms a slice of what I may have in store. But later, one of the city's greater chronic masturbators. I'm always coming so hard, it's retarded. Traded in my craft, I'm dapped like punk strapped with acid and not the good kind. Basking you in massive amounts, melting accounts of Facebook, a snot rap. Like fuckers, I act like dirty hookers, leaving you feeling the burn. Entertaining like The Rock when I'm dropping it. Hey, can you smell what these thought is cooking? I got you looking, yeah.
All right, this is a new episode of Slugcast. It's not going to be a very long one, but I know you've been dying for a new one, so here you go. That song you just heard was Diluted Thought from FuyaRadio.com, www.fuyaradio.com. Give them a listen. It's a little podcasting network. Everybody needs to check them out. Diluted Thought was nice enough to record a new intro song for Slugcast, and that is what he came up with. I told him to give me something geeky, because my show is kind of geek-centrified. I think centrified is a word. If not, I'm going to fucking use it from now on, because that's just how I feel like being. But yeah, he wanted to make it gangsta as well, so there's plenty of shotguns going on in the background. So once again, thanks again, Diluted Thought, for the new theme song, the new intro song. So very much appreciate it. Those guys are awesome. They're really cool. Hopefully they can actually come up to Kansas City someday and we'll all hang out and get drunk tarded, as they say. Yeah, so like I said, this isn't going to be a very long episode. Just want to kind of update everybody and let everybody know I am still alive. I am still doing a podcast. It just doesn't come out as regularly as it used to, much like the words that are coming out of my mouth. Not very regular. Very strange. I'm actually trying something new right now. I'm actually sitting on the couch in the living room instead of actually in Slug Trail Studios. So it's a whole 10 feet away. This is the second furthest I've ever been from the actual studio. The other time that I was actually further was when I did the afternoon with Steve Williams, and I was actually out in a park in the middle of fucking nowhere. But anyway, yeah, go back and listen to that episode if you feel like. I don't give a shit. Just updating everybody on what I've been doing. Hopefully I can give you guys some things to check out, that I actually decided to start checking out. Mostly because we have Netflix streaming at our house. Not sure if we did last time I did a show or not, but we stream all of our TV programming like online to our TV. A lot of the stuff comes off of Netflix, and one of the main things I've been watching lately is Doctor Who. I know I'm going to get shit on for being a nerd about that one, but if you're listening to this show, you already know I'm a fucking nerd, especially if you know me in person. But yeah, I always thought, you know, oh, Doctor Who is like the nerdiest thing possible, and I decided, all right, I'll give it a shot. I'll watch a couple episodes. And I kind of, I did something stupid. I watched one of the newer episodes and then went back. And then, you know, after I watched the new, you know, the newest Doctor, I'm not going to go into explaining the show. There's just too much into it. But the newest guy to play the Doctor, I decided to check out his first episode as the Doctor. And from that point on, I was just fucking hooked. And I went back, I watched the episode Rose, which is the first one that's available on Netflix Instant Watch. And from that point on, just fell in love with the show and decided, okay, I'm going to sit down and watch at least one episode of this a day until I'm caught up completely. And that is a big undertaking. There is, I don't know how many seasons, but they go, I think there's five seasons on Netflix Instant Watch right now. and I'm about to restart season 5. I say restart because I actually watched all of season 5, then went back. Well, all except for the last 2 episodes of season 5. I haven't watched those yet. But anyway, I went all the way back, and I've been watching 1 episode each. Now, these are 45-minute long episodes minimum. Longest one is like 1 hour and 15 minutes, and that's one of the specials. And oh my god, I don't mind it. Connie might mind it because I've been watching it constantly, and she just kind of sits there and has no clue what I'm watching. I mean, she knows it's Doctor Who, but she doesn't know what the hell's going on. So, everybody, check it out, give it a shot. I guarantee you will find something you will just love about the show. He's got some hot ladies that he hangs out with all the time, particularly Rose. And when you see Rose, you'll know what I'm talking about. She's just hot. But my personal favorite of the Doctor's companions has got to be Amelia Pond, also known as Amy Pond. Wow. Just hot. Hot redhead chick. So, anyway, I digress. Then after I started watching Doctor Who, I got into a show that is a spinoff of Doctor Who that actually has characters from Doctor Who in it, called Torchwood. Holy shit, if you have not seen or heard of Torchwood, watch Torchwood. It's not necessary to know about Doctor Who to understand what's going on in Torchwood, but it kind of helps because it is a spinoff. But they are 2 totally different shows. Doctor Who is more family-friendly, kind of. There's violence in it, but there's not really any, like, you know, language that you would have to worry about with kids. Torchwood's the exact opposite. Torchwood is balls out, just language, sex, violence. There's a full-on headshot suicide in the first episode. Not spoiling anything because I'm not going to tell you who it is, but somebody pulls a gun out and just blows themselves away and came out of nowhere. I mean, they were saying fuck within the first 5 minutes of the show. So it is 2 totally different shows, but they are related. And it's basically not for the faint of heart. Basically is a good way of putting it. Thoroughly enjoying the 2 shows, though, and I'm kind of bouncing back and forth between Doctor Who and Torchwood because they are connected. So, it's a really cool show. They both are. They're both BBC shows. So, if you're a fan of British television at all, watch them. They're great. Anyway, enough about Doctor Who. I've rambled on about it far too many times in the past however long. Just outside of the podcast. And yeah. So if you're interested, check it out. I definitely recommend it. Another nerdy show that I watched a while back. I'm not sure how long it's been, but they only did 1 season of it. You can watch it also on Netflix streaming, and it's well worth it. It's a show called Firefly. I'm not going to go too far into Firefly. But it's made by the same guy that made Buffy the Vampire Slayer. So it's very well written. You'll recognize a lot of the people on the show. It's awesome. So Nathan Fillion, who is currently on Castle, he plays Castle. He is the pilot of Serenity, the spaceship in Firefly, which also... After the season of Firefly ends, there's a movie to watch called Serenity, which is badass. I highly recommend it. That's basically what I've been doing. I've just been nerding out on things on Netflix and to watch. Just chilling, hanging out, doing stuff, things like that. Pretty vague, I know. There hasn't really been anything like spectacular that I really need to update anybody on. It's just a lot of TV watching, a lot of movie watching. And I will be coming back doing a full real episode with, you know, movie topics and bands that I want to discuss. And I've really been getting into some new bands lately. And, you know, hopefully, fingers crossed, you can't see it, but my fingers are crossed. Hopefully I can get some interviews lined up with some filmmakers and, you know, whatnot. And you can actually enjoy some interviews with people that I've been talking to online about doing these interviews. So hopefully I can get some of those actually lined up for the near future. I got a bunch of possibles. It's just nothing's really come through. But yeah, hopefully we can get something going with that. Another topic for you guys. There's something I started shortly after my last episode with every intention of doing another episode right after that and talking about it there. I actually have set up not one, but two online stores. Oh my God. Can you believe it? You can actually buy Slugcast merchandise now. Wow. Yeah, I know. You're all amazed. If you go to cafepress.com/slugcast, I believe that's the site, you can buy Slugcast t-shirts, bumper stickers, coffee mugs, clocks, whatever bullshit you want to put the Slugcast logo on to have in your home. I recommend the I Heart Slugcast t-shirt because it's fucking cool. And I got a couple other shirts up there that you can buy. So go check it out. Buy shirts. I get a cut of whatever you buy, and that actually goes to support the show. I'm not going to directly ask people to donate money, but if you want to, cool. Best way is to buy a t-shirt. Because like I said, some of that money comes to me, and I'm able to actually pay some of the hosting costs to run the website and, you know, host the actual podcast. So, now that's the Cafe Press site. If you don't want to spend like $20 on a t-shirt, but you still want to help out the show, another way is to buy a button from the Zazzle page. And I'll have a link, you know, on the page as well for this. If you go to the Zazzle page, I've made Slugcast buttons that you can have printed out, and I think they're only a dollar or two a piece. They're, you know, little, you know, 1-inch buttons. You can put it on your jacket, show your support, put it on your hat, backpack, whatever. For the ladies, you can put it on your purse or a tampon container, whatever you want to put it on. It doesn't matter to me as long as you show your support. But yeah, you can get all kinds of Slugcast merchandise now. Just kind of a way to help kind of, you know, fund the show a little bit. So far, nobody has bought anything except for myself because I hadn't told anybody about it other than online. And occasionally, if you watch, I'll post a promo code so you can get a little discount for your t-shirts and whatnot. So, but yeah, I bought one of the buttons off the Zazzle page, and I have it on my jacket, and it looks nice. But I'm actually, you know, I'm working on a deal with a local printer to get them mass-produced. So, yeah, go check those out. Buy something. I'd appreciate it. If not, just, you know, keep listening and help out if you can. So, next topic. That's how I'm going to do the show today. Just next topic. Boom. Keep moving on. Beer. Next topic is beer. So, I'm saying this on the show to kick myself in the ass and get it off the ground. Some of you may know, hopefully a lot of you, if not all of you know, that I have started brewing my own beer at home. I know Papa Jim from the Tracks Listeners has actually tried it himself. He knows what it tastes like. He enjoyed it as far as I could tell. He really enjoyed some of the cider that I made that I hated. I personally didn't like it, but he loved it. Had several glasses of it when he came over last time. But anyway, yeah, I've been making my own beer. and I'm trying to get a small home business off the ground with this. Right now I have the ability to make two batches of beer at a time. It's not very much, but it's like four cases of beer at a time. It's not the most proficient that I would like to be, but it'll do for now. What I would like to do is step it up to have the ability to make a lot more beer at a time. My goal would be about 10 batches at a time. So that means I need to get the equipment to do 10 batches, ingredients to do 10 batches, and, you know, all the supplies and everything that I would need to be able to do 10 batches of beer at a time. So what I'm wanting to do, and I hope everybody will support me in this, I'm going to be attempting at this point, I have not finished the proposal yet, but I'm going to be attempting to get a Kickstarter page started to get, you ready for this? Slug Trail Brews as an official business. Now, Kickstarter, for those of you who don't know, is basically a website that helps people get, you know, a small business started, or, you know, crafts or whatever, you know, just artistic things off the ground. And that can be anything from music and movies to crafts and food and beverages, you know, like beer. It helps them get the funding that they need to actually get their business started. And the cool thing is, it's all the money is raised by people who want to help start the business. They want to help support it. So it's really, really cool. I got this idea from Mr. Gino, also of Fuya Radio. He's not with Fuya Radio anymore. Now he's on Rebound Radio. So check out Rebound Radio as well. He does a show with Rudy Fascio called Screen Hoppers. Really cool show. I'm usually their trivia winner because I'm just awesome like that. But that's a fun little story if you listen to the show. But anyway, he does a show called Screen Hoppers, but he's also a graphic designer. Really cool, really talented artist. I really enjoy his stuff. But he just recently started and fully funded his own clothing line using Kickstarter. Which, now that I've mentioned his clothing line, I will go ahead and say this. Monster Clothing, as run by Gino, is the official clothing line of Slugcast. I highly endorse his clothing. They're really, really cool shirts. And you will see me wearing my very own Monster Clothing t-shirt from Monster Clothing on my site and on their site as soon as it comes in the mail. Like I said, he was able to get all the funds he needed through Kickstarter to start his website, to start the company, to get shirts made and posters made and all kinds of stuff made. And he's getting his name out there. He's getting it done. And it's official. He's officially doing it. So, you know, congratulations to Gino. And I can't wait till I get my shirt. It's going to be awesome. So, but yeah. So I was inspired by Monster Clothing to get Slug Trail Brews going, finally, to actually do it. Right now, I've got nothing brewing. And it sucks. I really, really want to brew stuff. Problem is, I'm on a very limited income. And hobbies sometimes have to take a back seat to paying bills and, you know, just getting shit done in your real life. So, you know, sometimes I need gas for my car rather than, you know, grain for making beer. That's just kind of the way it is. I was actually going to go today, but it was pouring like a motherfucker for a while when I left work, and I didn't want to wreck my car driving all the way to the beer store. So, I may go tomorrow, I may not, I don't know. But I would love to get brewing again. I am craving it at this point. I really want to do it. And everybody who's actually tried the beer or has heard about the beer wants to try the beer. They want to, you know, try it for themselves. And I love that fact. That makes me feel so good that people actually enjoy something that I do that I enjoy as well. And not only that, I've got people requesting their own beers made for them. Drunken Zombie Stout, the first beer that I made, was actually reviewed on Damaged Hearing out in Fort Collins, Colorado on KRFC by Lewis Fowler, good friend of the show. And while he was trying the beer, he actually told me on the air that he wanted his own beer. And I would love to do that right now. I just don't have the money to do it. So hopefully with Kickstarter and support from my friends and people around, you know, listeners to the show, I can actually, you know, get that going and actually get more beers produced. The cool thing is I've got a logo designed. I've got a website that I'm working on getting, you know, ready to launch. And on top of that, Kelly from Night of the Living Podcast, who designed the label for Drunken Zombie Stout, has offered to design all of the labels for my beers that I come up with. Which is fucking awesome. I was blown away when he made that offer. And Kelly, if you're listening, I thank you very much for making that offer. And I'll go ahead and announce one of the beers that I will be making if I'm able to get this whole thing just going. In honor of Kelly, in honor of him being the Ginger Viking, I will be making Ginger Viking Ale for Kelly Combrink. Just because he's a fucking cool guy, and you know, he's going to be designing the label anyway, so it's going to be a beer brewed with ginger in it for Kelly. Who knows, I might even make it a red ale, just because he's got red hair. So, but anyway, back to everything going on. Like I said, I don't have anything brewing right now. I've got 3 batches bottled up right now that are just waiting. They got another 2-3 weeks to go in the bottle before I want to even try them. And I'm itching to try them. I mean, I can't wait to try them. Which normally, you know, it's like, okay, I know roughly what this is going to taste like. 2 of those 3 beers are pure experiments right now. I did a regular Hefeweizen, which is kind of like a wheat beer. Not kind of, it is a wheat beer. German style wheat beer. Obviously with the Hefeweizen name. But that's, you know, I did a regular good sized batch of that. It's 3 gallons of that. So it's not a huge amount, but there was enough to do, you know, a few pints of it. But then the 2 experiments that I did a peach Hefeweizen, where I pureed up some peaches and put those in the fermenter and, you know, put the beer in there, and it was all mixed up and it, you know, took on some of the flavor of the peach. So I'm anxious to try that one. And then another completely pure experiment that I've only heard of one other beer, and you can't even get it in the United States that I know of. I did a mango Hefeweizen. Same process with the peaches. I just pureed it up and did all that. And I tried it when I bottled it. I tried each one of them when I bottled it. And, you know, they all tasted just, you know, pretty standard, you know, as young beer tastes, which is kind of, you know, not really much of the flavor is developed, but you can kind of get an idea of what it's going to taste like. But they taste a lot better after they've aged for a while. The peach, you know, you can definitely taste the peach, and I'm pretty excited about trying that one after it's actually aged and you can actually taste more of the peach. But the mango, I'm really goddamn excited to try, because one, I've never had mango beer before. And when I tried it, when it wasn't even close to ready, like I'm putting it in the bottle and it's going to be at its, you know, most undeveloped taste at that point. I tried it then, and it tasted really damn good already. So I can just imagine what it's going to be like after it's been in the bottle for about a month. So, yeah, I bottled those on the 14th of July, and it's now August 5th. Yeah, August 5th. So, got a few more, you know, a couple more weeks, you know, before I'm wanting to crack open one of the bottles and try. Now, the two fruit beers that I did, those are very limited. So, you know, hopefully they turn out well. And if they do, I'll step it up to 5-gallon batches and, you know, make it not a limited release type of thing. But not too many people are going to be able to try any of these three beers. So if you do get to try one, enjoy it, because they won't last very long. Of the two fruit beers, I've only got 4 pints, which is not much. Those were only 1 gallon apiece, so that's not much beer. But if it turns out, I would love to make more of each one of them. You know, and the only way to do that is to be able to get the ingredients and actually do it. So, stay tuned in the future for, you know, pay attention to my Facebook page, pay attention to my Twitter feed. I'll be talking about, you know, getting the Kickstarter page going, and, you know, I'll probably be bombarding everybody with, you know, requests to pre-order some beer. So, anyway, yeah, moving on. I'm going to take a quick little break and play a promo from my former brothers in arm over at Penny Cult. Everybody needs to go check out their new show, The Geek in News, at www.pennycult.org. Stay tuned. Here is the promo for that very show.
Hey guys, it's Jay here, you know, from the Penny Cult Network. You might remember us from back in the day. Well, we're back and we're better than ever, baby. Speaking of the Penny Cult Network, have you gone over to pennycult.org to check us out yet? I mean, it is like the most awesome place out there to get your geek on. Our flagship show, The Geek in News, it's already launched. That's right, you could be watching it now. I mean, the show is pretty much what it says it is. It's a show that covers all the geeky headlines mainstream media probably won't. Only we do it with our twist, and we throw a couple games in there just to make things interesting. You can do a search for it right now on iTunes. Just look for The Geek in News, or do a search for Penny Cult. Either way, you'll probably find us. Also, launching like within the next week, heck, it might even already be out by the time you're listening to this ad, our new show, Growing Up Goonie. Growing Up Goonie is a show anyone can relate to, as we get together with a group of friends and talk about the things that really mattered in life. Awesome hangout spots, first loves, music that changed our worlds, and so on and so forth. Also coming soon from the Penny Cult Network is Tech for Less, the show that teaches you how to get your tech for less. And Up in Your Grill, the cooking show with more attitude than Guy Fieri on a roller derby team. That's right, it's a cooking show, so you're going to learn how to cook. But let's just say you're going to get some really interesting stories from a really interesting host. It might be one of those shows you really don't want to miss. So go over to pennycult.org right now. Well, okay, not right now. I mean, you should probably keep listening to this show, since they were nice enough to play our ad. But as soon as this show is done, head on over to pennycult.org and check us out. We would appreciate it. pennycult.org, where the geek shall inherit the earth.
All right. Did you like that promo? I did. that is the pennycult.org promo. Everybody go check it out. That's actually the first time I've heard it, was when I played it just now. I really want to check out Up in Your Grill. I don't know who's hosting it. I have a feeling I know who it is, and if so, it's going to be insanity. Anyway, check out Penny Cult. If you didn't before, do it now. It's awesome. They're back. They're doing it right. Can't wait to see some of the other stuff they've got going on there. And who knows? Who knows? Maybe. I might see about moving Cinema Sinistre over there. And speaking of Cinema Sinistre, new episode coming soon. I haven't done it in a while, but there is a new episode coming very soon. The next episode of Cinema Sinistre will feature the classic film Carnival of Souls. And it will feature your host, none other than Lord Bloodraw, who is fucking awesome. Love that guy. Everything he does is awesome. Everything he touches becomes better because of it. Drunken Zombie was an awesome show. Then Lord Bloodraw got on there, and it just upped their game, like, so much. It just classed up the whole thing. I can't say enough good things about Lord Bloodraw, and if I try to, I'm just going to sound like I'm blowing him, which is not the case. He's a cool dude, but we're not that close, you know? So, anyway, stay tuned for that. It's going to be really, really cool. I can't wait to get it out and let everybody see it. So yeah, there is stuff happening with Slugcast and Cinema Sinistre. I just kind of put everything on the back burner for a little while and just kind of vegged out and did nothing for a while. And now I'm kicking myself in the ass and getting everything going again. So, but yeah, that's pretty much the show this week. Not really going to play any music because I want to save some very specific things show-wise for, you know, future episodes. Music-wise for future episodes. However, I am going to end the show with another song by Diluted Thought. It's not my theme song. It's actually the theme song for Screen Hoppers. It's the song that he actually wrote for the Screen Hoppers guys, but he was nice enough to send me a copy of the song as well. And just to kind of help promote Diluted Thought, I will play this song as well. It's actually, I thought, you know, it was all him. He actually just did a remix of this song. But the music to this song is fucking awesome, and you can tell that he's an amazing rapper. Hip-hop artist. I apologize for that. But yeah, this is Cinema by whoever, but it's the Diluted Thought remix. So until next time, take it easy. You know how to get a hold of me. If not, I'll just go ahead and run through it real quick. On Twitter, I'm SlugKC. If you go to slugcast.net, you can find the link right there to go straight to my Twitter page. You can also find me on Facebook by going to slugcast.net. If you would like to give me a call, leave a voicemail at 816-200-SLUG or 816-200-7584. Send me emails, MP3s, whatever you want to send me. You know, send it to slugcastkc@gmail.com. Follow my new Twitter page. Slug Trail Brews. I don't have a link posted for that yet, but just find it on there. It's pretty easy to come across. It's the only Slug Trail Brews there is. Let's see what else. Subscribe on iTunes. Leave me a comment on iTunes. Give me a 5-star rating. If there's going to be any criticisms on there, make sure it's constructive and not, you know, bitching. Because if so, I'll just fucking delete it because that's not cool. Whatever. Anyway, so that's pretty much it. You know how to get a hold of me. If you know my own cell phone number, give me a call. I don't care. Text me, whatever. But only if you've got the number. And if you've got the number, consider yourself lucky because I don't give it out very often. Anyway, until next time, this has been Slug. Take it easy. This is Cinema, the Diluted Thought remix. Love you, just
a fucking cinema. Get back, this bass is throbbing like the veins, homie, get back. Hit it in a minute, keep it running like a city. When I wear it like a fitted, when I spit that, I leave my mark more like a stain. May I refrain from slowing me, cause I'm not done yet. So get back, I'm as addicting as a song when I hit that. Shit it in a minute, running so analytic when I drop them off. Now get back, entertain me like McKinema. I keep it underground and dirty, watch me like a stain. Now get back, nasty as fuck, I'm ducking showers, powering through towers. This stupid beast speaking fecal, treating you to this crap. Yo, I can do this all day, and slay a layin' Kamehameha until I get you praying for this mishap. To stop it now, dead in its tracks, matter of fact, it's back with C4. Good lord, you better get back. I keep it hotter than the sun, so when it comes to me, I'm running nuclear until I'm done.